Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's October, and that means it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And many years ago, after doing my show for a long time, and as you know, just about half of my Brain Trust members are women, which I'm kind of proud of that. The ladies in my Brain Trust either told me or I was aware of the fact that they had just contracted breast cancer. And so over the years, that's happened several times. And we started several years ago, we started having a show like we're doing right now, where we bring some of the ladies on the show to talk about that experience and what they went through, what they've gone through, and what their thoughts are subsequent to being to that event, those events, and their survivorship. And two ladies we have with us today are two of my favorites. Joan Pride. Joan has been with me, member of my Brain Trust since 1999. We got her right out of elementary school. And Leslie Grossman has been with me about 14 years. We got her out of high school. Joan Pride, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad I was actually a toddler, but we won't quibble.
Joan Pride, welcome back. Leslie, thank you for being here.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
I love you, too. You know, you guys know that. Joan, I have to tell this story, and I've told it before. Joan was about to be on my show, folks, back in the day when she was with Kiplinger. She did a show with me every week on Thursday morning, and we called her that morning. And literally minutes before we called her, she'd gotten another phone call. Joan, tell us about it.
Well, and it was actually even worse than that because they had kind of botched my diagnosis and called me the week before and said, you're fine, negative. And minutes before I was supposed to go on with you, they called back and said, oops, no, you're actually positive. So
wow.
I received a breast cancer diagnosis that I was in no way expecting just before I was supposed to go on your show.
And of course,
that was 19 years ago this month.
I know. And I said, of course, I mean, I could, obviously you were upset, and I said, go take care of yourself. And you did.
Right.
But since then you had chemo, you had radiation, and now you're a 19-year survivor.
Right. I had one positive no. They got all the cancer out, they felt, but I had one positive no. So they said I had to have 6 weeks of radiation, and also, I forget how many treatments now, it's been so long, but chemotherapy over 6 months, which was no fun at all, but thankfully I'm still here.
Thank God they have that capability, though. Leslie, I didn't know till years later, you and I'd known each other a while, till I found out that you were a breast cancer survivor.
Right, and so I'm 10 years ago. Is when I had it, and I was very fortunate in that I found it very, very early. And mine was not found in a mammogram. I found it myself, and then it was confirmed. So, you know, I think it's just very important that women self-examine every month and have the mammogram.
Yeah.
And both are critical because do you know that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? One in eight women. So this is a very serious disease. But fortunately for most of us, it is curable, you know, and that is the great thing. Although I do want to talk about one new organization that has sprung up.
I'm going to let you do that in the next segment. I do want to know, though, as we wrap up this segment, I want us all three to pay tribute to our sweet dear Judith Glaser. We lost her last November. Only one we've lost. What a force, Leslie. You knew her well too.
I knew her well.
And
yes,
it's heartbreaking.
Absolutely. She's been on the show, Joan, with you.
Yes, she has. She was wonderful. I remember.
She received her diagnosis during the attacks of 9/11.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Within blocks of the attacks.
Yeah. Wow.
The
I
fax
machine.
And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the fax machine wasn't working well, bringing in the diagnosis documents, and they were all messed up while the attacks were going on. She had to walk out of downtown New York after being diagnosed.
Oh, my.
And so, but what a force, Leslie. We miss her.
Yeah.
We still miss her. I'm glad Joan Pride and Leslie are here, folks. We're going to continue to talk about this. They're going to tell more of their stories and what they recommend you do to prevent yourself, to be a survivor, and to prevent yourself from getting cancer. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.